This is Eric Gould with your KVNF Sports Report for Friday, October 25th. November is almost here, which means fall prep sports are nearing the playoffs. The last regular season game in football is tonight, and all eyes will be on the Paonia Eagles, who can win the 1A Western Slope Conference Championship with a victory against Cedar Edge. Paonia is coming off a huge 21-0 shutout of Hotchkiss last week that vaulted the Eagles into first place. Sophomore sensation Taylor Walters continued his outstanding season, rushing for 176 yards and two touchdowns against the Bulldogs. Gunnar Chesnick scored the third TD for Paonia, and the Eagles improved to 7-1 overall and 4-0 in conference play. According to a Denver Post poll, Paonia is ranked fourth in the state, Hotchkiss is fifth, and Cedar Edge is seventh. If Paonia beats the defending state champion Bruins tonight, the Eagles will win the conference title outright. If Cedar Edge wins and Hotchkiss wins its game at Meeker, there will be a three-way tie at the top of the conference standings. Paonia and Cedar Edge kick off at Paonia Town Park tonight at 7 p.m. Montrose, ranked number one in 4A, is coming off its first loss of the season to 5A Grand Junction. The Indians travel to Durango tonight for a huge game against the number six Demons. In 3A action, Delta continues to play well and moved into the top 10 after a dramatic win against then number one Palisade last week. The Panthers are ranked number 7 and play a critical game tonight at number 10 Rifle. Other prep sports action around the listening area finds the playoffs well underway. In cross-country action, the Hotchkiss girls and boys teams will compete in the 2A state championship meet in Colorado Springs tomorrow. After placing 5 runners in the top 10 at the regional meet, the Hotchkiss girls are favored to win state behind its dynamic duo of sisters, Natalie and Mae Anderson. The Bulldogs team is paced by junior Andrew Tiedemann. The Paonia cross-country teams will also run at the state meet tomorrow. The defending state champion girls, who finished second at regionals, are led by Taylor Polson, Chelsea Milner, and Braden Clement. The Eagles boys runners are led by Jason Sturgis, Tim Helmer, Jesse Reed, and Zach Milner. There was a fantastic soccer game to open the state playoffs yesterday when Montrose held on to beat Delta 3-2 in overtime. Delta freshman Abraham Ontiveros scored twice in the first half for a 2-0 lead, but the Indians stormed back to tie it behind tallies from Braden Reese and Norman Morokin. Vijay Singh scored the game winner for Montrose, who moves on to play number 3 Cheyenne Mountain on Tuesday. Finally, in volleyball, the Paonia girls finished the season undefeated and beat Sirocco in 3 quick games on Tuesday to open play in the 2A District 5 playoffs. Carson Pfeiffer had 13 kills and Easton Hartigan had 10 kills in the win. District pool play begins at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning at Paonia High School. The Eagles will face rival Hotchkiss in a match scheduled at 10:15 a.m. The Bulldogs upset Hayden on Tuesday to set up the playoff match tomorrow morning. And that concludes a busy regional sports week here for Friday. For KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio, this is Eric Gould saying good luck to all the teams in our listening area, and thanks so much for listening.